The third step in developing a mentality of thankfulness in our text is have a thankful perspective. He says, with thanksgiving, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. As we pray, we are to pray with a spirit of thanksgiving. As I've said throughout our study in the book of Habakkuk, we don't always understand why God does what he does, and we may not even always agree with what God does, but that should not stop us from being thankful. You can be in the dark about God, you can even disagree with God, and you can still be thankful. In another context, the Apostle Paul wrote, in everything, give thanks, for this is, get this, God's will in Christ Jesus for you. God's desire for us is that we will be thankful people. Now, Paul did not say in our text in Philippians, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, because of thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. He didn't say, because of everything that's going on in your life, give thanks. He didn't say, for everything that's going on in your life, give thanks. He said, in everything that's going on in your life, give thanks. In the midst of everything that's going on in your life, give thanks. In the middle of your difficulties, give thanks. In the epicenter of everything in life, give thanks. John Eadie was an old Scottish Presbyterian pastor and theologian. He wrote this, there is nothing on this side of eternal punishment that ought not to fill us with thanksgiving. Thanks especially for mercies, for privileged existence, for continued means of grace, for the growth of divine life in the soul, for what blesses us now, for what is promised to bless us through eternity, as well as for all that disciplines us for it. For all this should humble and hearty thanks be given. Do you know what he was saying? In everything, give thanks. We should give thanks in everything, and it's biblical to give thanks for everything, but that's not what Paul says in this text. In everything, in what you're going through in life, give thanks. Because we know that our sovereign God is working out his plan in our lives, in our world, in the universe, just as he was in the day of Habakkuk. If Paul had written the book of Habakkuk, he probably would have inserted to Habakkuk, in the midst of a Babylonian invasion, give thanks. The final thought that the Apostle Paul gives us, and the final reason we should develop this mentality of thankfulness, is to change the way you think. That's verse 8. Here's how God wants us to think. Whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything else that's praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Instead of worrying and fretting about difficult times, here's how you need to think. When you worry, you allow the things that concern you in life to control your mind, to control you, but God wants to control your mind, and this is how he wants it to work. He gives us this list of things that will help us, because we also have a part in this. And our part is to make sure that the right kind of things occupy our mind. He says, whatever is true, those are the things that agree with God and agree with the Word of God, because that is truth. He says, whatever things are noble, it means whatever things are respected, whatever things in life are held in high esteem, whatever things are just, that is, whatever things are right, whatever things are pure, whatever things are morally clean, whatever things are lovely, that word has the idea of being kind and gracious. Whatever things are of good report, whatever people speak well of, think on these things. When your mind is flooded with these kind of thoughts, then you won't worry about the things that really don't matter. So you need to change the way you think. You need to change the way you take information in. You need to change the way you process information. You need to change the way you respond to life. So how do you develop a mentality of thankfulness? You eliminate worry. You replace it with prayer. You develop a thankful perspective. You change the way you think. The Bible is very practical. Now, the second question is, why should you do that? You know, there are some people who just like to worry. I don't know why exactly, but it just makes them feel good. They just think that they have the right to worry. That's an inalienable right. So God talks about why you need to stop this. Why you need to choose to develop a mentality of thankfulness. And the text gives us three reasons. The first is, you should do it because that's what God wants. Now, you see it here in this text primarily by the commands that are given in the text. And there are three of them, which indicate, when you see a command, it indicates this is what God wants you to do. And there are three commands. Verse 6, don't be anxious. Stop worrying. Again in verse 6, tell your request to God. Take your problems to God. Tell Him about it. Pray. In verse 8, meditate or think about these things. Fill your mind with these things. And right in the middle of the commands is the statement, with thanksgiving. Our response to the commands of God are to be formed in the sphere of thanksgiving, in the attitude of thanksgiving. Now, it's stated even more emphatically in that other passage we looked at from the pen of the Apostle Paul, and that is from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is God's will for you. God's will for each of us as His children is that we will become thankful people, that will be predominate our lives as opposed to worrying and fretting about things. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul again makes a very interesting statement. He says, godliness with contentment is great gain. When we are satisfied and we are content with what God is doing in our lives, the result is going to be a spiritual gain for us. Now, when a person is content with what God is doing, I will guarantee you there will be a spirit of thankfulness there. You will thank God for what He's doing in your life. I don't see how a Christian can be content with God without being thankful to God. And so you should develop a spirit of thankfulness because that's what God wants. Secondly, you should develop it because it's how you get peace. The Apostle Paul in this passage says, and the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds. When you are bringing your concerns to God in prayer rather than worrying about them, and you're doing it with a spirit of thanksgiving. Verse 7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When we begin to control our minds and our thoughts the way God has outlined it here in this text, the result is going to be peace in our lives. I haven't met anyone who doesn't want to have peace in their life. Now, Paul says it's a peace that we won't understand. And that's because it's not normal for people who are going through difficult times to still have a sense of peace in their lives. It doesn't make sense to us. It's not what normally happens in a human life. Now, there's a dual responsibility in the text. Our responsibility is to stop worrying and start praying. God's responsibility is to guard our hearts and minds. But one depends on the other. God will give you peace, but He wants you to do your part. And the text is worded in such a way that God does not do His part until you do your part. A sense of inner peace and tranquility is promised to the believer who begins to trust God. Who says, I'm not going to worry about this. I'm going to pray about this because I can trust God. That's what stop worrying and start praying means. It means trust God. Trust that God loves you and that He is working out His best in your life. Trust that God will bring you through your time of difficulty. Trust that God has a purpose for the difficulty in your life. Trust that you are not alone in the trials of life. Trust that you will be a better Christian because of the trials in your life. You know that you're trusting God when you stop worrying and you start praying, and God rewards that trust with a sense of peace. Finally, you need to develop a mentality of thankfulness because of Jesus. Verse 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When God gives you that spirit of peace, He does it through the person of Jesus. It is your relationship with God through Jesus, through His death on the cross, through His resurrection from the dead, through His daily work in your life that makes all of this possible. Jesus is the key to how you and I live the Christian life. We cannot obey the commands of the passage without the power of Jesus. We cannot become thankful people without the grace of Jesus. Jesus, and only Jesus, makes the Christian life possible. And as we surrender in obedience to Him, He changes us. He changes our attitudes. He changes the way we think. He changes the way we process life. He changes everything about us. He transforms us into who He is. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, I thought I had it up on the screen. The Apostle Paul writes, and we all with unveiled face, not like Moses in the tabernacle who had to put a veil over his face, we all with unveiled face, reflecting the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another, which is from the Lord. You need to develop a mentality of thankfulness because of Jesus and all that he has done for you. As you are being transformed from one level of his image to a greater level of his image day after day after day. You need to develop a mentality of thankfulness because that's what God wants for you. You need to develop a mentality of thankfulness because that's the only way you're going to find peace in life. You need to develop a mentality of thankfulness because that's what Jesus is changing you to be. Let's go back to Habakkuk for a moment. There was a time in the prophet's life when he was anything but thankful. He didn't think God was doing enough. He didn't like God's plan. He thought God had it all wrong. And when he had that attitude, especially in chapter 1, but also lapping over into chapter 2, when he had that attitude, there was a noticeable lack of thankfulness in the prophet's life. You see, you can't be thankful when you think about God that way. And as we saw last Sunday, as we came into chapter 3, something in Habakkuk began to change. Next Sunday, we're going to see the extent of that change in a beautiful, powerful confession of faith by the prophet. Again, let me remind you that in the book of Habakkuk, the words thankfulness, thanksgiving, they're not found in the book. But the spirit of thankfulness is there. You will see it next Sunday. And that spirit of thankfulness made all of the difference in how the prophet viewed God and how he viewed life and how he viewed God's plan for his life and God's plan for Judah. Life for all of us has been difficult this year. People have been posting sort of humorous things on Facebook about how long this year has been. I read things on Facebook like 2020 has been 5 years long. It sort of seems that way. For some people, this year has been difficult on a personal level, either because of the coronavirus or because of some personal circumstance in their life. And perhaps you have found it hard to be thankful. And you're thinking, this week is Thanksgiving, you might have a meal with some of your family who might be able to come over to your house, but deep down, you feel more like the prophet. Deep down, you have found it difficult to have a spirit of thankfulness. You have found it difficult to have any sense of thankfulness. Being thankful is difficult this year, like no other year. Being thankful won't just happen. It's something you're going to have to work for. It's something you might even have to struggle with. Being thankful in difficult times is never easy. But it is still what God wants in your life. It's a lesson that the prophet Habakkuk had to learn. It's a lesson that you and I have to learn maybe over and over again. And so this week, as you sit down to a Thanksgiving meal with whoever you celebrate with, and please let me encourage you to do it carefully and safely. And as you sit down, don't forget to express to God just how thankful you are. And if you need to, confess to him that you haven't been thankful. And ask him to help you to be thankful. And then Perhaps it will help you if you would just begin to list the things that you're thankful for. You're thankful that you have not come down with the COVID virus. You're thankful that you have not died because of the COVID virus. You're thankful that you're not one of the people in the hospital who can't have anyone visit them from their family because of the COVID virus. You're thankful that you're not one of the people in assisted care living who can't have visitors come and see them on Thanksgiving because of the COVID virus. You're thankful that you have such a bounty of food on the table that the vast majority of people in this world do not have. You're thankful that you have a home that's comfortable, that you can celebrate in, that the vast majority of the people in the world don't have. You're thankful that you live in a country with such tremendous freedoms that, again, most people in the world don't have. And the list goes on and on. You're thankful for your salvation. You're thankful for your church. You're thankful for your Christian friends. You're thankful for the Word of God that teaches you how God wants you to live. You're thankful that you can come before an almighty God of the universe in prayer. You're thankful for the many blessings that He has given you. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Would you join me in prayer? Father, for these things and so many, many more, we are thankful today. It has been a difficult year. It has not been easy for so many, many people. So many of our friends and people in our church and our families have suffered with the COVID virus, and some have been hospitalized, and some people that we know have died. On a more personal level, for many people, it has not been an easy year. They've lost their jobs. They've lost income. They've been separated from their families. There's a great sense of loneliness. This year has been unlike any year we've ever lived through. And we are thankful. We confess to you today that we are thankful people. Do not allow the difficulties of life to overshadow the goodness of God. And so, Father, at this time in the year when we celebrate our nation, we celebrate our freedoms, we celebrate how this country began and how it was founded and its history, we want to be thankful people. Thankful that you are a God who has a plan for our lives and a plan for our country and a plan for the world. Thankful that you're a sovereign God who is working out His plan even when we can't see it in our blindness and our darkness. But thankful that you always do what is right, what is just, and what is perfect. Lord, bless us this week with a spirit of thankfulness. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.